Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Please follow our show on your favorite podcast listening platform so you never miss an episode. You can also follow or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to stay up to date on everything about Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, an extra episode once a week, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Now imagine you are a bright, shimmering star in the night sky. The universe surrounds you with loving energy that circles all around your body. Feel the warmth of that energy in your feet, moving up through your legs, chest, and back, and then out through your arms, hands, neck, and head. The energy flows within you, and you feel strong and safe and loved. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you twinkle in the darkness, your whole body shares your loving light with the universe. You send your energy outward to the other stars in the sky. They send their light back to you, strengthening you. Together, you light up the universe. As you radiate energy and light, let's take one last deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dirty Schmerdy. It was a sunny day on Awe Island. The sun was shining brightly over the whole island, making everyone feel warm and energized. It was the perfect day to have some fun by the water. The Awe Island River was long, and its tributaries and creeks flowed throughout much of the island. These wonderful waterways could lead the birds of Awe Island to almost anywhere they wanted to go, as long as they followed the water. One of the river's creeks ran near the Awe Island Library, the favorite spot of Paisley Pigeon. Under the bright afternoon sun, Paisley hopped her way down a footpath that led from the library toward a bridge that crossed the creek. Many birds enjoyed the bridge, so Paisley thought it would be a good idea to say hello to some of her other bird friends. In particular, Paisley hoped she'd see her good friend, Mabel Mallard. Mabel, like other birds, also loved the bridge. Many nice humans liked to walk on the bridge after a trip to the library, and sometimes those people even gave Mabel healthy snacks, like peas and lettuce. Then Mabel would share the snacks with her friends, including Paisley. At the moment, though, there were no humans on the bridge. There was an event going on at the library, and most people were inside. Paisley didn't even see Mabel immediately. Maybe Mabel was taking a nap underneath the bridge, Paisley thought. But as Paisley began to waddle onto the bridge, she saw a few other birds playing on the bridge, on the footpath on the other side of the creek, and in the refreshing waters of the creek itself. As Paisley was looking around, enjoying the sun, and waving to a couple of birds she knew, a small brown bird flew onto the bridge, landing right in front of Paisley. Paisley smiled and decided to introduce herself to the little brown sparrow. "Hi there, my name is Paisley," Paisley said. "I'm Sally," the sparrow said. "Why are you here at the bridge?" "Oh, I'm here to make new friends and play," Paisley said. "I come to the bridge a lot," she added, flapping her wings happily. But Sally flew into the air a little, trying to get away from the rustle of Paisley's wings. Sally landed a short distance away and said, "I'm sorry, but I'm not sure if you should be here. This bridge is nice and clean, but pigeons are kind of dirty, you know." "Dirty?" Paisley repeated, feeling shocked. She peered under her wings and ruffled her feathers. She didn't feel dirty, and she didn't think she smelled bad either. "Yes," Sally said. "Pigeons pick up garbage, and garbage can make humans sick. So pigeons shouldn't be on the bridge where a lot of humans go," she explained. Paisley looked around. She was indeed the only pigeon on the bridge. Paisley started to feel a little strange. Thinking about it, she remembered she actually hadn't ever seen another pigeon on the bridge. Maybe Sally was right, and Paisley wasn't supposed to be here. But then again, her friend Mabel had never told her that pigeons weren't welcome on the bridge. Paisley wasn't sure what to do, but she felt uncomfortable. So she just said, "Okay," to Sally, and started to walk off the bridge. She hung her head down as she wandered off the footpath and then waddled through the grass slowly. As she shuffled further away from the bridge, she wondered if she could somehow prove that she wasn't dirty and that other pigeons weren't either. It was true that Paisley often spent time in places where there were lots of humans and where humans dropped things by accident. And it was true that she often ate the crumbs that people had dropped. But she didn't actually go digging in the garbage or anything like that. And once in a while, when humans weren't looking, Paisley would pick up loose napkins or other trash and then throw them away in a nearby trash can. It was her way of helping to keep Ah Wei Island clean for everyone. That didn't make her dirty, did it? Surely not. Paisley just wanted to help keep things tidy. But Sally's words made Paisley feel like no matter what she did, she and other pigeons would always be dirty. As Paisley walked through the grass, she heard happy tweets above her head. When Paisley looked up, she saw a dainty robin hopping on the branches. Paisley didn't know the robin very well, but she knew that the robin's name was Jerry. Jerry flapped her wings and flew down to Paisley. "You look sad, friend," Jerry said kindly. "Are you okay?" Paisley stepped back. She didn't want the robin to think that she was dirty too. Paisley kept her distance as she replied to Jerry. Paisley said quietly, "Thanks, but you shouldn't get too close to me. I just learned that pigeons are dirty and can make people sick," Paisley said. Jerry stared at Paisley for a moment. Then she smiled and exclaimed, "Well, you don't look dirty to me. Actually, I think your feathers are even shinier than mine." Paisley looked at her feathers. Yes, her gray feathers were shiny and beautifully iridescent in spots. "You don't think I'm dirty?" Paisley asked. "No, not at all," said Jerry. "My just assuming you're dirty does not make sense," she added. "Everyone gets dirty sometimes. That doesn't mean you're dirty all the time, and that also doesn't mean you'd make me sick." "Oh," Paisley replied, not sure what else to say. What Jerry said seemed to make sense. It also made Paisley consider her own assumptions. For example, Paisley had always felt that robins were very talkative, loud, and confident birds. What if all robins weren't the same? It was a lot to think about. Paisley thanked Jerry, said goodbye, and kept walking. As she continued walking away from the bridge and toward one of the great oak trees on the library grounds, Paisley heard a soft hoot, hoot coming from above her. When she looked up, she saw a big, beautiful brown owl perched in a low branch of a stately oak tree. Looking down at the little pigeon, the owl asked the same question as the robin. "Hello there, pigeon. Are you okay?" he asked. Paisley paused a moment. She'd heard that owls were wise, so maybe this owl would have some wisdom to share with her. So, Paisley said, "Well, not really. Someone told me that pigeons are dirty and that they shouldn't be on the bridge near the river." As Paisley hung her head, the owl chuckled. Paisley lifted her head to look back up at the owl. "Is it true?" she asked him. "Dirty shmurdy, who told you that?" the owl asked. he looked around with his big yellow eyes, as if he was looking for the one who told Paisley that she was dirty. It was one of the other birds, Paisley said. Well, I'm sorry that bird said that to you. They shouldn't have. It's impossible for every pigeon to be dirty, just like it's impossible for every owl to be wise, the owl continued. Paisley stared at him as the owl kept speaking. My name is Odin, he said, and I may be an owl, but I'm not so sure if I'm as wise as everyone thinks. Not all owls are wise? Paisley asked in surprise. Odin shook his head and replied, Of course not. We all have our differences. We're all individuals. That's why we shouldn't make assumptions or generalizations about groups or types of creatures, just because you've heard stereotypes or rumors about them. Paisley thought for a moment. It made sense that not all owls were wise, so it had to make sense that not all pigeons were dirty. As Paisley thought about it further, she realized she herself had made assumptions about both Odin and Jerry. Paisley had assumed that Jerry was just a big talker and was saying things just to make Paisley feel better. But actually, Jerry had said the same thing that Odin was saying now, that it was silly to think that every single pigeon had to be dirty, just like it was silly to think that every single owl had to be wise, or every single robin had to be a chatterbox. Paisley nodded suddenly, as if she had come to a decision. I think that you're right, Paisley said. I'm not dirty, and I won't make anyone sick. And, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Paisley, she added, smiling at the owl. The owl smiled and said, It's nice to meet you, Paisley. Paisley held her head up high, feeling much more confident. Thank you, Odin. It's nice to meet you too. I feel much better now. Good. You're very welcome, Paisley, said Odin. Now go and have some fun on that bridge, he added. Paisley flew up into the air, saying goodbye to Odin, and then fluttered back to the bridge. When she landed on the bridge, she saw Mabel sunning herself on the warm wooden floorboards. Sally was nowhere to be seen. Hi, Paisley, said Mabel. It's nice to see you. What have you been doing today? She asked. Hi, Mabel, said Paisley. I learned something new. Earlier today, that sparrow, Sally, told me that all pigeons were dirty and shouldn't be on this bridge. It made me feel bad about myself. But then I met some birds who pointed out that everyone is unique and that it's not fair to make assumptions. I think that those birds are right. So I'm going to enjoy the bridge as much as I want, Paisley said. Mabel gave her pigeon friend a hug with one wing and said, Goodness, don't pay any attention to what Sally said to you about being dirty. You stay right here on this bridge with me. Paisley hugged her friend back, and the two continued to chat away, spending a lovely afternoon together. As the sun began to set, the friends said goodbye. Paisley flew to the library roof, where she could watch the sun set. She walked in a little circle, cooing to herself, before sitting down, her feathers warming her little feet. Paisley started to think of all the things she had to be grateful for. First, Paisley was grateful for her friend Mabel, with whom she spent many happy hours. Paisley took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Paisley snuggled up on the cozy roof, watching the sky turn pink and orange, and finally a deep blue. As she watched the sun set, Paisley felt grateful to Jerry and Odin. They helped remind her that no one should make assumptions about others. Paisley took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Paisley's eyes started to feel heavy, but she felt safe and cozy on the roof of the library. Finally, Paisley felt grateful to be her own unique self. Paisley took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And the little pigeon fell asleep on the library roof, dreaming of playing on the bridge with her friend, Mabel. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.